Welcome back to Full Coverage.
Woo-hoo, you got your fools here.
The full fam and Tyler.
The two fools.
the honorary fool.
The honorary.
Maybe was just saying that this is the real
hangout. This is the real hangout sesh.
Like, if you were at our house hanging out, you're now experiencing the full experience.
And this is exactly what it is.
The full experience.
I see what you did there.
Anything with a full F-O-O-L, I want to like... Or F-U-L-L. I want to like use. I want to use it for everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so full. F O O L.
All right. I need like an official introduction.
Yeah.
As to who the fuck I am.
This is my Manny's boyfriend. I'm just
kidding. I'm the. This is why I'm on the couch.
Yeah.
I should have sat over there.
No, it should have been the three of us on one couch. The three of us crammed on this couch.
Oh my god! I would have been in the middle like this. Like a little baby swearing. I'm not the biggest.
This is my husband.
This is Tyler.
His name is Tyler. And he's the one that sits in another room and watches us on the monitor and make sure the show is running well. So God forbid something happens.
I can see it. I've literally
he
have
knows.
The TV
we have a window
flipped around
here.
And I can see everything.
We have a window.
I'm multitasking.
But you're also like, you're always here for our episodes. Like you're always here in spirit.
Yeah.
Like always. And like you'll even
occasionally
like,
I chime
hey,
in.
Hey dude, what do you know about this? And you'll chime in and help us exactly what's going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we thought it'd be kind of fun to, because this episode's going to be dedicated to us just like talking about crazy experiences that we've had in like our past and just like random things that like we haven't really talked about on socials. Cause I think it'd be kind of funny to like talk about our life. Cause we have like episodes where we talk about like hot topics and like the tea, what's going on. And we have guests and it's like, we should do ones like about like us and our deep dive in our lives.
Yeah,
like what we've experienced.
Crazy stuff we've experienced.
Yeah. Cause we've experienced many crazy things.
So we literally have like 20 of them listed.
Of things that are just wild that we've had to experience.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail.
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Do we three have a crazy experience together?
We should there's something doing that we don't.
Or like a brand trip like experience that we've had that we like something's gone crazy on a trip. I mean, we've been on trips where literally like golf
I can think
carts
of one experience,
crashed.
But it's not for this podcast.
I'm trying to think of what you're thinking, but I'm sure it's already been thought. But you guys, we're going to start off, of course, like with what our week
did
was.
This, yeah.
You start.
Me?
Yeah, I put it on the spot.
My goodness, I don't even know.
I do declare.
What did I do? Well, this weekend, I watched the Iron Bowl. No, that was last weekend. We watched the SEC Championship this weekend.
You never ended up telling me how it was.
We beat the F out. By the way, Georgia's my second favorite football team. Like besides Alabama, I would say Georgia's number two for me. It always has been. I love the team. They have Kirby Smart as their coach, which is our old
coach.
Uh-huh.
I only know any of this stuff because of Laura, by the
there
way.
Are all,
and Tyler.
Kirby Smart was the offensive coordinator.
He was the defensive coordinator.
Literally the opposite.
Oh, God. Okay, great.
But you were close.
But anyway, I was so far. But anyways, I, I like him. Like, I like Georgia football. And the only time I'm not rooting for is when they're playing us. And, like, I thought they were going to kick our ass. But as it turns out, I think they had an easier schedule this year.
Everyone thought they were going to kick our ass.
Texas A&M is sitting here like this. Job done. But we ended up, like, totally kicking their ass. And we're going to the playoffs. Yeah.
Well, that's honestly really exciting. They always pull through somehow.
Yeah. It was, we should have got beat, I feel like. But our team showed up.
Yeah. Our team was literally on fire.
They've been great all year. But. No, I guess SEC East has got a weak schedule.
We're playing Cincinnati in the playoffs, and I don't want to say they're a joke, but I think they've had
not a joke.
They're not a joke because they made undefeated. It to the playoffs. But they also had an easy schedule, and, like, all that comes
even
clean.
With an easy schedule, like, it's hard to go undefeated.
Yeah, and it's hard to, like, make it to the playoffs. So good job, Cincinnati. Prepare for game day.
It's going to be fun.
It's
going to be nasty.
I love seeing, like, their passion about football. I don't like football, really. I played football when I was junior high, and I wasn't a fan. But, like, seeing them talk about football, it makes me excited about football in a weird way.
We should go to a game together. Sense.
I want you to go to a game with me.
We were thinking about going to the playoffs, but we got something to do.
Oh, right.
We're going to.
But we could go to the national championship game together.
When are the playoffs again?
January, New Year's.
Got it. Yeah, I remember that.
New Year's Eve.
Oh, I feel like you went around that same time like a couple years back. Like,
yeah, it was New Year's Day in, like, New Orleans a couple years back. Like, yep, we did.
Yeah, we did.
We went to the Clemson.
I would definitely go to a game. I think games in general are really, really fun. Like, I've been to many games in high school, so.
But you would have the most fun if you went to, like, an Alabama game at Alabama. Like, are
the crowds wild?
Oh, it's next
wild.
Level. Honestly, no. The best part is the pre-gaming.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Like, the tailgating beforehand.
And, like, the parking lot.
Yeah. And then when you get in the stadium, everybody's got alcohol tucked in every pocket because you can't drink in a college stadium. And then as soon as you get starts coming out. And it's just, like, honestly.
It's an experience.
It is so much fun.
It's an whole experience.
We're going to take you to Alabama with us one day. Yeah. I promise.
Yeah.
I do want to go to Alabama.
I think it's a little absurd you haven't gone yet, but I'm telling you, you're not, I don't know.
I'm not prepared.
You might not like it as much.
Well, the thing is, like, you guys are both from Alabama, and I love you both so much that, like, I think I would actually really enjoy Alabama then.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you guys are from there, and I love you both. So it's like,
You might.
I might love Alabama.
Yeah.
I might despise it with every fiber of my being, but I might love it too.
True.
So I don't know. I'm also from California, so it's a different vibe.
I also
vibe.
Feel like I'm going to regret this conversation because I almost completely quit talking about football on my IG story. Like, just leave it off because people get so crazy. Like, I'll be, like, watching the game. Fuck Alabama!
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, is that serious?
Yeah, they get really crazy in my DMs. I'm like, whoa, dude.
I didn't know it was
not
that serious.
Not an aggressive person here. Like, it's, it gets really aggressive. And I'm like, whoa. But people hate Alabama fans. I think they have a special hate sauce for us.
Okay.
Because we win so much. I mean,
with the way you just said that, I would be like, you're annoying ass bitch.
Like, even Alabama will annoy me. I'm like, I want something. Give me something different. We've been watching the same program year after year. Let's lose some. So when we lost against Texas A&M, I was like,
all right, we got a season
right,
here.
Woo! Time to watch some real football. Yeah. It, like, kind of gets boring.
Yeah. Right,
so what else did you do this week?
That's it. You go.
Your turn, Ty.
I
was like, wait a damn minute. I didn't know it was going to be on me.
I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah. Ty, you did. You're in the chair.
God, what did I do?
You're in the chair.
Saturday, I golfed. So does the weekend
when
count?
Do you actually not golf? Is
excuse
the real
me, sir.
He's golfing
don't
Friday
try me.
Too.
Don't try
and
me.
I'm golfing this week.
I know. You golf every week. I know.
I'm
this
trying to get
you.
Good enough to beat your dad.
Oh, I mean,
your dad,
like,
apparently,
like,
is really good.
Yeah, he's like weirdly really good. I'm like, Dad, calm down.
I golf like once a week. So
okay, that's good. I think that's fair.
You've already done a 9-hole
listen,
this week, and you're golfing Friday.
I golf once a week, and then I will do the range like once a week. And then one of the ranges has a 9-hole at it that we sometimes play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you guys play the game at night.
Yeah.
And then
play
Mario Golf on
the Switch. I'm good at it.
Laura's actually really good.
Really
she's
good
shockingly
at
good at it.
Really good at
it. I've been hitting the birds.
Literally,
like,
some eagles. You're gonna get some eagles out here.
I get some eagles. Ty's he's better than me, but
I mean, I'm just good at video games.
He is.
Yeah, you literally have a PlayStation.
Him
tattoo.
And his brother are good. They still play. Like, him and his brother literally get on, like, all the time at night.
All the time.
And be going crazy. I'll literally walk in there and be like, shut up.
Oh,
Cheryl, the guy behind the truck, shoot him. I'm like,
my brother,
that
is nuts.
You literally were saying that last night. I was like, oh my God.
And, like, they'll scream, like, my brothers play it too, and, like, they'll scream obscenities. And I'm like, why are you saying that?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, they got me mad. And I'm like, Nick, well, you can't talk to 12-year-olds like that.
Like, the problem the is when you're wearing headsets, obviously
that's
you can't
the problem.
Hear
they scream.
How loud that's you why. Are or aggressive.
Okay, that makes yeah, more. That makes a little bit more sense. I'll literally go into so this thing, like literally wearing just briefs as I'm trying to see, and I'm like, turn that.
That's me.
Fucking
you're
shit
me.
Down.
You're like,
that's
you're
me.
Literally like my dad no, from when I was literally. A kid. He would come in like literally his boxers.
Chonies.
Yes, literally, and come in and be like, turn it down. It's midnight.
You know, literally, and I'm like, close this fucking door. And then I get so like my tone gets lower because I'm so annoyed. I'm like, wait, don't fucking do this
when
shit.
When you say this, and they know you mean business, they're like, okay.
No, he just like, oh yeah, yeah. For
they're
sure.
like, fuck off.
And, but like his tone does change. It's like
he shuts
yeah,
the
no,
door.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. As long as the door is right closed, I'm like, keep this door closed. Period.
That's how you be acting on Super Smash.
That's true.
That's exactly how you act. Wait, well, listen, wait, do you talk?
I can't
shit
talk
to the kids?
I can't talk to people on Super Smash. That's the problem.
Why not?
I want to, but I'll teabag. Only if they do it first.
What is that?
Okay, so listen. I know what that only, is. Like, so the character can like go down quickly, and it's like, and Super Smash lingo, it's like you're teabagging, like, oh, you lost, teabag, like a quick little jump up and down. And I'll only do it if they start doing it first. I'm like, oh, you're a teabag?
You teabag.
I'm a teabag. I'm like,
you teabag every time. You
no,
liar.
I don't. I really don't. I'm like an adult. I'm a grown ass man.
I'll admit it. I teabag all the time.
I do not teabag.
I don't play Super Smash, do I?
You will play though.
I will.
And you
but
are not bad.
I don't like it. I'm terrible. I lose every time.
You've won before though.
Maybe, I know. I probably have come in third place before.
Okay. Well, that's something.
That's all I
that's
get.
Winning in our book.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't.
What did you do this week, man?
Yeah.
I actually just got back yesterday from Tulum,
whoa.
Mexico.
Oh.
I went out to Mexico with Daniel. And some friends that from back home, for his friends back home. And honestly, I had a really, really great time. I haven't been to Tulum in like literally over 10 years.
I've never been to Tulum.
And it's to Tulum. So it's like, I mean, it's a beautiful place. I will say like Tulum isn't my favorite when it comes to like tripping in Mexico or going to places in Mexico. Like for me, like I really like Cabo a lot. Mm. You know,
Cabo's
I've been to
my
Mexico
favorite.
City. Cabo's beautiful. And Tulum, I've been to Tulum. And I just feel like Cabo's is a lot bigger.
Yeah.
So like, just like, I feel like there's a lot. I've been to Cancun. I just feel like there's a lot more things to do in Cabo. So I had like a little bit more fun in those like Cabo kind of places. But honestly, overall, the trip was incredible. And I had so much fun.
You know what the thing is about Cabo? It's always warm. It's a 2.5 hour flight.
I always account that.
That flight.
I always account that.
Girl, it's a hop, skip, and a jump.
Tulum was
from
5 hours
Los Angeles
away.
And plus an hour drive.
Hour and a half.
And normally when you land in Cabo, the airport is like 15 minutes from the resorts and the hotels. So you get a quick car. I mean,
it's easier.
I mean, I'm talking about in 3 hours, you can be from your house or like at the airport
literally.
To in your resort in Cabo. And then it's like a little paradise.
For especially people on the, you know, on the West Coast.
Yeah,
it's like
for the West Coasters.
Bro, we saw a rhinoceros beetle.
Oh, I've seen those on TikTok.
I saw you take a picture of it.
And literally.
Was it dead?
It was alive. It was on its back. So it was kind of like docile.
Did you
say
it?
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah, Daniel like got on the towel.
Daniel
like, flipped it off. No, but because it was outside technically, but because it was on its back, like it couldn't turn over.
Yeah.
It was as big as my hand.
Oh,
and I don't
amazing.
Have a small hand.
You should have taken it. I'm just kidding.
Are you would not have like touched
no,
it.
No,
like,
I
it's literally
have.
Like this. It was the scariest bug I've ever seen in my entire life. I've never seen a bug that big. I didn't even know they could get that big.
The only bug that scares me, I will say, is like if a spider was on me.
Oh, yeah.
But like I'm not the type of person, like a cockroach girl, ain't nothing wrong
with it.
But
if it touches
it.
You?
No, I don't give a shit.
I don't
oh,
like
really?
Bugs either.
I don't care. But like if a spider was on me, I'm going to freak the
you're gonna
fuck
fucking
out.
Freak.
But like looking at it, like I'm chilling.
But like
I'm not
you don't
the type
touch
to
it.
Scream and go crazy. I try not to kill them because I feel bad.
Of course, yeah.
And like they eat other bugs, so I'm like good. Thrive
I used to
on.
Be terrified of mosquito hawks.
Those are the
oh, they're
I
huge.
I literally will catch those in my hand. They
no,
don't
I'm not
even
scared
bite.
Of them now, but
they don't
I
even
used
bite.
To be so scared of them.
So was I. I mean, they're like they look like I thought they were. That thought that's what a mosquito was.
Yeah,
was mosquito hawks for the longest time. But for me, I don't want any bug to ever touch me ever, other than. A ladybug that can touch me. But
I'll never
female ladybugs bite. You know?
No, they don't.
Tyler, you're lying.
No, they don't.
Look it up.
No, you're lying.
Yeah, right.
I swear to God.
But still, I like for some reason the ladybug like on me. Like I'm not scared.
It's good luck.
Every other bug.
So
even a butterfly.
In Alabama, we have a lot of cockroaches, like a lot, and it gets like so humid
really?
In the hot. Yeah, in the summer they'll like come in your house for the AC,
like the flying kind. That's like,
oh yeah,
no,
oh yeah. And I remember one night, like, my sister had a pink silky pillowcase, and, like, we were going to sleep. We shared a room growing up.
Oh my
and
God,
she
I'm not
said
ready for
she
this.
Heard, like, a little like something sticking to her pillowcase and pulling, and we turned the light on. It was a fat ass cockroach walking around her head.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Maybe I shouldn't go to Alabama. Like, no, that's honestly, that's, I would honestly freak, I would freak out.
I remember we were acting a fool. Like, I'm literally an adult trees. And I remember.
Wait, what? That.
Cockroaches live in pine trees, and there's pine trees everywhere down
south. You know, yeah. Random ass things. About, the fact that ladybug girl ladybugs bite, cockroaches live in pine trees. I'm like, Tyler, what the fuck? It's like, we have a conversation, and it's like, did you know the cockroaches live in pine trees?
You're literally like your dad.
I am. I'm turning into my dad every dad. Single day.
You're literally turning into my dad.
Random knowledge for no reason.
That is his dad.
I love that. I actually really think like random tidbits of information are so fun to just throw out there.
I do too.
I love
it's
that.
It's fun to learn something new.
I'm probably just making it all up. You could be. You say it with enough confidence, it's true.
It's true.
And until someone actually fact checks you, it's true.
It's true.
If you say it with conviction. But
is the food almost here?
The food's outside on the ground.
Oh, then let's freaking take a break.
We're going to take a break.
I will be right back.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Welcome back, guys. We are back from our food break.
And here you guys like talk. I love it when it ends in like it's like then go. You're so annoying. I do that all the time.
I was like, stop speaking so I can put this back on.
I wanted M&M.
You guys cannot eat M&Ms while we're filming a podcast. Know,
why not?
We have ASMR. Listeners. No.
Okay, you're right. I'm not doing it.
Suckle on it.
Laura likes to suckle on her peanut M&M's.
I do, and then she I like does. To give Manny and Ty the peanuts.
No, I don't. What do you want?
Hand over peanuts. A handful of like saliva covered peanuts.
She likes bold peanuts.
She does. She actually eats those though.
What's
know.
Today's conversation?
Today's about.
You're talking about me like I'm not even here. Wait, first of all, I'm here.
I'm literally looking at you.
What are you talking about? She. About she like.
She.
Huh. You're right. We're going to talk about just like random crazy experiences that we've had in the last couple years.
You start.
Should I start?
I want you
okay,
to.
Which one should I, I'm trying to think of which story okay. I want to start with. I have a one brand trip experience mm-hmm. that I kind of wanted to talk about.
What else?
I also have this other one where like something happened at the gym.
I like that one to start.
To start.
You guys, manage gym stories.
Okay, Tyler, that's not
this is why I let's, say this.
Is that not where we're going?
That's why I think we should start okay, yes, with a bang.
Is this okay, where we're going?
Let's start off. I'm gonna tell one story from the gym. I'm gonna tell one.
Have we heard this?
I don't know if you guys have definitely heard it for sure.
I have
sure.
a question really quick. Whenever you guys watch the podcast, I never see comments about this, but every time I watch the podcast, I acknowledge it. Do you notice that I fidget a lot?
That you fidget?
Uh-huh.
Like, what do you mean? Like, with your hair?
When
you
touch your
hair? I'm constantly shaking. I constantly touch my hair.
I do that, too.
That's just you, though.
No, mine's, like, so extreme.
Is it really? I've never noticed.
You, like, sit pretty still, actually.
I tend to, what do you know what I'll do? I always
the
sit on my
leg. The only thing you do, though, is when you talk, you move your hands, but yeah. that's it. But you don't fidget. Like, if someone else is talking, I'll
like,
be,
you'll
like,
do this.
Constant or something, or I'll be like this the whole entire time. It's my ADHD.
Oh, it's definitely your ADHD acting up.
Acting
not being able to sit as still.
I also watch it on double speed when I watch it back. That's true. So it's more noticeable because I'm like this.
You're like,
like this. Shaking. And I'll be like, you do this? And
I'm like, you're voguing.
Y'all don't even acknowledge it. Like, y'all don't even notice.
I just, I'm like, okay, like, yeah, whatever. That's just, but also I've been friends with you for so long and yeah. with you for so long that's like, I think it's just more so just part of you.
Yeah.
I don't even notice it
it's
at all.
It's how I'm able to think clearly and process. If I can get out a little movement, I'm yes. able to like concentrate
like people
more.
With like fidget spinners yeah. and like, you know, getting to fidget with something.
We should get her a fidget spinner.
We honestly should.
Please
like those,
don't.
You know like those like things that are like the popping ones?
Do
like,
you
popping,
like the sensory
around,
thing?
Pop.
I don't actually. Mm. I don't like.
It's
I don't
more so like you
want
to physically
them.
Do them.
Uh-huh.
I always shake my leg all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not like a leg shaker constantly.
I'm a leg shaker. I'm a finger like picker. I'm a hair toucher. Literally
I bite my nails when I'm nervous.
Me too.
Like during an Alabama football game.
I won't bite my
I'll
nails.
Fucking...
I absolutely have never bit my nail.
Really? Never, ever?
Like I am not a nail
she
biter.
She thinks it's disgusting.
No, I don't
I mean, it's
care.
Definitely not a good trick. I definitely don't. It's not
I
a good
mean,
thing
it'd be
to do.
Good best if you didn't, but I like don't care about it. Like I'm like, whatever.
It's also like technically, I
something
bite,
I don't
I bite
even
nails,
think
but
about.
It's nasty.
But
it's not, like,
I like pick at my skin. I think
ooh,
a lot of people
yes.
are cuticle,
my is a
the cuticle
picker on his fingers.
I am. So I have no judgment for nail biters because it's kind of the same thing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where
sorry.
Were we?
I'm sorry.
Where were
I'm sorry.
We before Laura rudely interrupted
Manny
you?
Sucking Duke.
No, no, that's not what I'm going with right now. Okay, but first, before I even start, this is like, if you're my parents, you can't listen.
Nana,
turn it off.
If you're my grandparents,
turn
you can't listen. The only
turn
people that are allowed
off.
To listen on this that's related to me are my brothers and my cousins. Period. Turn off this portion.
Off.
But okay, I did have this one experience. I don't know if I've talked about it ever.
I don't think
but
you.
It was one where I was like, honestly, it was a jarring. So I go to a gym and it's like a nice gym. Mm-hmm. And I.
Are we going to say the name of the gym?
No, we're not. So I go to a nice gym. And so the steam room has become almost like cruising area. It's like what it seems like it's become.
If you live in LA, you know what gym he's talking about.
And if you know what he's. Obviously, he has to say a steam room and a gym. And you should. If you live in LA, you know. You know what
like
you
it's
know
a little. It's
know.
Like a like. Even though it's not in the gay area, it's not
in
the, it's not in the gay area, but it's still very gay at the
yeah.
gym, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I remember going into the steam room, and not, listen, like I'm trying to go there to actually just steam, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm trying to, you guys, they're literally the fucking worst. When I tell them any kind of story, they be 10 steps ahead and I'm not even there yet.
Yeah.
It's because we know you.
We know you.
Okay, listen. So I go into the steam room and it's like, it's pretty crowded in there. So it's like, with the steam room, it's like it's built like a little square, right? And there's like two L-shaped like seating areas, one above, one like lower, mm-hmm. like kind of thing.
You're on the prowl.
And so I'm not on the prowl. I'm literally like, also like, I feel like after working out, if I'm like sweaty and gross, like I'm not in the mood to like do things. Sometimes I'm horny as fuck. Sometimes I'm not doing it. It just, it honestly really depends on the vibes of what mm-hmm. I worked out. If I'm doing cardio, I'm like, don't even look at me.
Okay.
But I'm lifting only, I'm like,
you're like, ooh.
Sud.
You're peacocking.
I'm not peacocking.
He's peacocking.
No, I'm not. So it was like an L-shaped thing or whatever. And the steam was going. And it's like, so okay, it's also scaldingly hot in there. And it's so smoky, right? Mm-hmm. You can't really actually see, but you can see a little bit. So I go and sit down. I sit on like the lower of the like two levels, and there's about four other people in there as well. There's like two on this side, two on this side, and me over here, like in the kind of like the corner. Because okay. It's like I'm also like don't want to sit next to anyone either. Like I'm like yeah. just like you know mind my business. So as soon as I close the door behind me and I'm sitting down, I see one guy take off his towel. The next guy takes off his towel.
How many men were in
there's
there?
Four people in there.
Okay,
me five.
Okay.
First guy, off the towel. Second guy, towel gone. Third guy, Mimouz's towel.
Yours was fourth already
guy.
Gone.
Mine was not.
He was guy number one.
I actually started. I walk in like this. Titty's shaking.
Yeah.
No, so then the fourth guy removes his towel, and I'm literally like.
You had to remove it.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't, Tyler. Manny. Of course I'm not removing my fucking towel. You guys, I'm so also petrified that, like, let's say I did do something.
Yeah.
What if I get caught and be like, Manny, I'm always in the steam room fucking.
I feel like
fucking,
that would happen to you.
I feel like it would too. It would. Or I would get kicked. Imagine getting kicked out of the gym and never being able to go back. Like, I would be. I would be so unwell. I would be fucking unwell.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm the fifth one down the line. I don't take off my towel. So, the guys are literally just jerking off in the room. And I'm over here in, like, the actual. No, like, right. So, it's right themselves. Now, it's just them. It's just themselves. The guys are just jerking themselves off. And then I see one guy, like, in the corner. There's two over there, right? Two over here. This guy starts sucking this one's dick.
Oh, hell.
The one next to me is, like, still jerking off. The one next to him, like, the third one, gets up, walks towards me. And then sits next to me. And I'm like, oh, he must have, like, I don't have a towel off. Like, I'm like, I don't, my towel's not off. I'm assuming that's the sign. Like,
that's the sign.
That I'm not participating here. And it all happened, I'm not kidding, within like 20 seconds. Like, this isn't like a, I'm waiting there and like, they just like.
It happened fast.
It's a very fast interaction.
There has to be like a Craigslist like listing for like this. This specific time for all these guys to go in there.
And why would it be a Craigslist time? That was so random. What about Facebook?
I'm sorry.
But like, you know, Craigslist used to have like the women seeking women, men seeking men,
yeah.
Men seeking women. Like they had like sections like that.
I just dated myself. Sorry.
Did you?
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, like I didn't realize that. Like I'm not part of this. You know, like I'm not into this situation. So I'm about to like get up and go. So I'm literally getting up and the guy grabs the back of my neck and tries to like get me to suck his dick.
No.
And I literally jolt back so fucking hard that I was like, whoa. And I literally said like, whoa, what the fuck? And like I get up and leave and I still see him sometimes at the gym, like walking around. Mind you, this is literally like 2-3 years ago. This is pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
So it's like a long ass time ago.
COVID free.
So I left that steamer and I'm sure to this day that they probably had an orgy in there.
Oh,
but like it's scary. Sure. It's scary. So then I like got and I just felt like so weird about it because I was like, I just felt like in a way I was like.
That was almost rapey.
It gave me very like that vibe. Like, it gave me very non-consensual because I was like, not only was I literally like not without a towel, I wasn't giving like kind of signs of like looking at you, looking at your dick. Like I wasn't doing any of those things that you would think to be like, oh, he wants to partake
in
this circle jerk and you know,
a literal circle jerk.
And I'm like, I don't want to be part of this. So I was getting up, but I was literally like, you know, oh, do you want what could have been what I was thinking about? You know, when you're like moving your towel up to like get up and walk, maybe he thought I was going to take my towel off.
Maybe.
So maybe in a way, like maybe that was in his mind, like that could have been a sign. Yeah. I'm just like thinking that right now. I'm like, oh my God, that could be a sign. Like maybe he thought I was taking it off and then he went and grabbed me. But I was like, I in no way, shape, or form indicated to you that I was interested in you in this way. So you to grab me is like very, very
so
weird.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So then I go and shower and I just remember being like distraught like that whole day. Just thinking like that was like so insane.
So
and
crazy.
Listen, I'm a gay. I'm a fucking gay.
Do you still go in the steam room?
I do, yeah. I'll go here
is
and there.
It open right
but again,
now?
Yeah, it's open. But like again, like I've never experienced anything like that since then. Mind you, this was like three years ago. But I've never seen anything like that like to this day.
I've never seen
guys definitely like giving weird looks and like do a flash towel, like a little moment like that. But nothing to that caliber of like this exact time. Four guys, all dicks out, fucking circle jerking and like giving head.
You That's were in there crazy. At the wrong.
The wrong.
Or the right actually, time, depending on how you look at it.
Depending
on your mood.
But the thing is also like, even if he was fine as fuck, which he wasn't, like he wasn't fine to me. I didn't find him attractive.
Okay.
I would still be very like, because I'm not like a voyeurist where I'm like trying to like do anything with people in front of an audience.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want people watching me
weird.
Hook
yeah,
up
weird.
With someone. Like I think
it's
that's
weird.
Very strange. So I'm like, no, I don't want like people to watch me
not the vibe.
Giving head or watch me. Any of that kind of stuff.
Golly.
So yeah, that's like one of my experiences.
I knew that one was gonna start us off rich.
I'm just imagining walking into the steam room, like actually
this
going
is what
in
I'm
for
thinking
steam,
too.
And there's like these dudes in there giving each other head, and I'm like, what the
Dude,
fuck?
Dude, exactly.
Did I
just like,
walk
there's straight people at my gym, like
yeah.
straight people go steam.
Imagine.
Like I'm like. Like, did they not think that, like, what if it was a straight guy that walks in? Like, what if he reports you? Like, that's, like, literally crazy.
Dude, me and Ty, I believe it, I can't remember if it was Cabo, Hawaii, but I think it's when we went to Hawaii, we signed up for the spa, And me and Ty, we like finished our massage and we're like doing all these like whirlpool and body spa. And like they have this steam room that's like super magical. So, baby, this is the thickest steam room I've ever been in my life.
It's like
life.
You can like barely see
can't
this.
See your hand in front of your face.
Oh my God.
And me and him are in there acting dumb as fuck.
Of course
like
we're
being stupid. We're cracking jokes. Like we're talking shit. And literally,
we scoot to the back of the room.
We've been in there for a minute and a man gets up and walks out. And we're like,
no idea he was in there, man.
Oh my God. Thank God
I'm pretty sure I think like we almost sat on him.
Literally, I think I about sat in this man's lap.
It was that thick. We had no idea.
And we were acting so dumb in there. I'm glad we weren't being sexual. How embarrassing.
Imagine you guys were.
We weren't, but we were being obnoxious.
Like, yeah, like you're being
annoying.
Because
we thought it was just us two in there. We're like, this fucking steam.
It's so fucking thick in here. Like,
just being dumb.
I know who you guys are, so I know exactly what
you mean. I'm like, God dang, that massage was like running my mouth in there. This guy. We just see a man walk out. We're like, oh my God.
There's also like definitely like steam etiquette too when you're in the steam room. Yeah. You have to see two people like just chopping it up like loud as fuck. I'm like, bro, isn't this supposed to be like a chill time?
It is. Like, and what we're the like, fuck? Both of us won't shut the fuck up.
God.
That poor man. That poor man.
I forgot about that.
He reminded me.
It's y'all's turn now because I gave a story.
What's your first. Let's hear yours first.
So, I have a lot of crazy stories.
I know you do.
But this it's like, which crazy one? Story.
I know, the thing is, the episode could actually be 5 hours long.
Yeah.
But we're going to contain it. And we're going to do like one here and there.
Okay,
and we might
but
do other crazy stories.
For me?
I literally was like, Laura, what story are you going to do?
What happened?
Laura, what happened to you?
One time I almost drove through a subway, but that's a really
that's a short one though.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you
a bad
mean?
Bad driver, and she well, she thought that. She put it in park or no?
No,
she thought she put it in reverse.
I thought I was slamming on the brakes and that's I slammed on the gas.
Have you been? Yeah. Have you ever been in a crash before?
I think I've been in 7 or 8.
You're lying.
Yeah, haven't I?
How many did you cause?
Like 3.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were any of those crazy? Like, have you been any crazy experiences? Yeah. Like, where you flipped
and
shit?
Me and Ty got a really bad one.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. My head hit the
busted
windshield.
Up in my front windshield. I couldn't even take my hand and rub it through my hair because my head was so fucked up right here. Like the pain of moving my hair. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So your head is that hard and thick.
Literally.
You have the skull.
I went to the hospital.
Of a Pokemon.
They like told me I had to go to the hospital to get the scan for my head because
it busted
like in the
windshield.
Yeah, MRI. And the doctor, I stayed in that hospital for like 5 hours. And I'm talking about it was like 10 o'clock at night. I don't remember what time. It was probably like 4 or 5 in the morning. My mom had sat up there with me and I walked out in that hallway and saw the doctors flirting with nurses and cutting up. And I said, I was like, where's my result? Y'all got time to play games out in this hallway? I walked the fuck out of the hospital. I have no idea what happened to me. I have no answers. I walked the
fuck
out.
That's very
I was like, y'all got my mama up in here at 5 in the morning. That's disrespect.
No,
y'all
fucking
around. Like, I listened to them in the hallway just being stupid as fuck all night long while I sat there.
You're just like.
With a busted open brain. And I fucking walked out. I sure did. Hey, that turned into my.
Contest and all.
Yeah, no telling what was wrong with me.
That was not your story.
That wasn't my story. But anyway.
What was your story?
So who knows? That's probably what's wrong with me today.
There's literally nothing wrong with you.
Oh.
And you remember things so clear, but it actually made her better.
It woke me up. Wake the fuck up, bitch.
Dude, my memory is so trash that would have happened to me. I'd be like, oh, it makes sense.
I literally was like, all right, I'm going to see y'all later then. Y'all can just keep the results.
Y'all have fun.
Y'all can just mail me a fucking $5,000 bill for nothing. But anyways, so that happened. What else? Okay, one time. I was telling Manny, I was like, well, I could tell the story. It happened so long ago. It was like in high school. So we were, I think I was in 10th grade. So
sophomore,
young,
like what, 16?
Youngster, 16, 17. 15. So me and my friend, I won't say her name just because she has kids now. It's like we were being so
let's
crazy.
Try to avoid names in general.
Yeah.
Because I'd be
but me and my friend, we were down by the creek. Very Alabama. It's like, of course you were.
Is that like, so that's normal.
It's like a river, a little river we were down by.
Down by the creek.
And like a little keg, an actual keg. And it was like
at the
five
creek?
Guys and
a keg
us.
In the creek?
A keg in the creek.
Got it.
And the girls.
I was not with you?
We didn't even know each other until
because it's sophomore. Yeah, you're right. This is sophomore year.
We didn't really know each other. Thanks.
No, we didn't.
No.
We knew of
we're not dating. Or, yeah,
I knew of you.
Well, we knew of each other.
From a distance.
We knew of each other, but we didn't hang out or anything. But anyways, these guys were like good guys, so they weren't like weird.
Yeah.
They were all seniors, but we were like, let's get out of the creek, go downstairs. And so we went down there, we were like drinking their keg, and all of a sudden some cops like come out of nowhere, and I'm like, what the fuck? We're all underage, and they're like, what the fuck? The cops like start screaming at the top of the lungs at us. Yeah, I guess their goal was to scare us there. I don't really know. But the girl I was with grabs my hand, and we're barefooted because we were like playing in the creek.
Right, because it's like water.
Yeah. And she takes off running in the pitch black through the woods. I'm talking about like,
like just a forest.
The forest, like straight up. Thick woods, barefooted, shorts, tank top, just running through. And she has my hand the whole time, and she's pulling me. We're running as fast as we possibly can. She's like, I can't get caught. Like, my mom would end me. Like, if I got caught, like,
getting it's over
drunk
for
in
me.
10th grade.
Like, yeah.
And I was like, yo, my mom doesn't care. So, like, I'm getting, like, fucked up in the woods for no reason at all. Anyways, we ran and we ran and we ran so the cops wouldn't see us. And literally, we came to a barbed wire fence in the middle of the woods. She's like, we have to go cross it. I'm like,
wait, you have to go over a bar?
Is your mom going to get on to you? Because like,
you have to go over a barbed wire fence?
Are you guys in your bathing suits?
No, we were just in like jean shorts and like tank tops.
But this is nighttime at the creek.
Pitch black. I'm talking pitch black night.
And no cell phones really.
None. Yeah. Because it would just be like flip phones.
Yeah. But there's no like flash cell phones.
Mm-mm, no. No, literally pitch black. And we could hear the cops still yelling at the guys, which I think the guys were glad we ran because they didn't want a bunch of young girls around them getting caught up.
Yeah,
and all the cop did is just made them pour out the fucking keg. And I'm like, dude.
You ran for nothing.
Dude. And I'm like, dude. Like, I wouldn't have even gotten in trouble. I'm just trying to be supportive and run with you and be, like, scared with you. Like, ooh,
like screaming through the forest with you.
I'm going to get in trouble, too.
Not
really. I was like, girl, I'm chilling. Like, we need to figure this out.
Like, I'm good, girl.
Like, we can just tell your mom I was drinking. Like, what do we need to do here? We ended up walking back after we saw the cops left. That was traumatizing, though.
That's running through the forest screaming.
Literally.
I would be traumatized as well.
I'm pretty sure he, like, called the other people's parents to, like, tell them.
Oh, I'm sure.
But yeah, and then we came back and we're like, oh, they just made you pour out the keg. I was like, oh my God, I'm like, never again. Never again.
And this was your craziest story. I feel like you've done crazy.
I know.
We have,
I have
definitely crazier stories.
I know
stories
I have.
For sure.
Does the podcast get this story?
The podcast gets good stories for sure. Tyler, it's your turn though. This is literally, I feel like this is low key, like truth or dare. Like we're going in a line, like, okay, it's your turn.
We're
going
to come back to you. We're going to let you marinate and see
I agree.
See if we can find a juicier story.
I tend to find myself in really stupid situations often.
This is very true.
It is.
Should we go to a break?
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back
with
after
Tyler's.
This.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
And we're back.
The Browns field.
Yeah. Okay, Tyler, it's absolutely your turn now.
Okay.
Darling.
So I guess, should I talk about a cop story like yours? I have something very similar.
I have
yours.
A cop one too. That's kind of strange.
Yeah, I think you should.
Let's all do a cop one then. Like, yeah. I have a weird cop one after.
I was trying
to
think of like maybe a gay sex story to one up Manny, but
you know, it's hard.
It's hard to
have. I have too many of them.
I have so many. That's the problem.
Because as soon as you try to one up me,
I will be one upping you as well.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about the scar that I have on my arm.
That's
seen
the
this?
One I want him to.
Oh my God. Yes. I know the scar.
I don't know if you can see it on camera.
Like people will ask him.
It's kind of blended in.
It's a pretty big scar.
No, it's a big scar. It's fucking massive.
It goes across my entire inner forearm. Shaped like a V.
I feel like you told me this maybe like 5 years ago. Like, so, and like, I don't
once
remember.
People know Ty well enough, they always eventually ask.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. Like, what? Like, what's
it's
the tea?
Kind of, it's kind of, I'm so used to it. I've never seen it, but I guess
I never
it
see
is
it too.
Noticeable to like a person that doesn't know you.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, I don't notice it. It's been with me for a really long time. I used to tell people it was a shark bite. I used to think it was cool to tell people.
I think that's a great idea. It's like when people ask me, like, are you tatted? And I'm like, yeah, dude, look.
I'm like, absolutely.
Take me off the roster, bro.
I just did that TikTok. That's why I literally said that.
He did.
Okay, shark bite. I love it.
So yeah, I used to tell people it was a shark. I was like, oh, it's a great white shark. It's
not a great white.
That's
one
tooth.
Your arm would be gone.
That's one tooth, man. And I fought him off on the bottom side.
I poked his eye out and he ran away.
So what actually happened when I think I was about 6 years old, I vaguely, very vaguely remember this. A, probably because I was so young, and B, because it was so traumatizing.
You probably blocked it out.
Oh yeah.
Like literally, you probably like completely blocked it out of your mind.
I would be traumatized if the way the story went down.
I remember the rehabilitation part of it more than like actually this. But so me and my brother are at my aunt's house with like a couple of our cousins, and we're staying over there. I don't know what we're doing there. I think actually, maybe it was summertime because I think we were there like out of school and she was just babysitting us while our parents were at work. Mm. So we're in the backyard. They have a massive dog. I think it was, I think it was a German Shepherd, I believe, but I was little. It was a huge dog and I was kind of scared of it.
Right.
So we were in the backyard playing and I'm with my brother. And of course, I'm little brother, so I'm following him around. And we get kind of, I think we like riled up the dog. So we get scared and the dog's like, I don't know, he's probably not being aggressive, probably just playing with us. But my brother takes off running. So of course, I'm running with him. We're running from the dog. Mm-hmm. The dog's probably lapped us a few times.
Right.
But my brother hops over the fence, right?
It's a chain link fence.
Chain link fence.
I'm going to follow him, like right? Okay. So it's one of those, it's a chain link fence, but one of the fences with the protection parts at the top, like that's
the
prongs mm-hmm. at the top. So he hops over it, no problem.
Right.
Little brother follows. I didn't quite make it. So I don't know how it happened, but I remember flipping over the fence and it caught my arm and I think it must have like caught it and then I like twisted and like ripped it wide open. But my arm was open, you could see my bicep.
No.
Yeah, so you could see like muscles and tendons and everything like that. And I just remember grabbing my arm and I think I ran over to the front door and my brother, I don't know what he was doing during the point of when it happened, but eventually like my aunt found us and she got us in the car. My brother hops in the wrong car.
First of all, his brother goes and gets in their neighbor's car for no reason.
No, it wasn't the neighbor's car. It was somebody else's car in the driveway.
Okay.
So like, he hops in the wrong car. My aunt's got me. I think her friend was with us, and her friend was driving. She's got me in her lap, and she's squeezing my arm. So she's trying to stop the blood.
Got it.
Yeah. So brother's in the wrong car. They have to go get him.
Like, get in the fucking right car.
He was ripping out his ass.
Yeah. So they said he was literally freaking out. Yeah, he's freaking out. So he's like ripping out his hair.
His own hair.
Pulling his hair.
No. That was his response to seeing that. He went to get in the wrong car and ripped out his hair. I'm like, what the hell, Home Alone shit. Yeah.
So they rushed me to the hospital. My aunt actually breaks her wedding ring. She's squeezing
me. You're kidding.
She's squeezing me so hard trying to stop the blood.
She wanted the bleeding to stop because it's like a major artery right there. Yes.
So get to the emergency room. They sew me up. It was like, I forget, it was over 100 stitches. I think it was closer to like 200 stitches that they had to put in my arm. But I remember laying on the hospital table and them pinning my face down.
So you wouldn't see.
Because I wanted to look. Right. But like, I remember like a bunch of shots going at me from there. And obviously I didn't feel anything.
Right.
But they sewed me up and I was good. I didn't hit like any major arteries or anything like that.
That's yeah, so which is that you didn't hit any of those?
Didn't your mom pop off by your aunt?
So yeah.
Wait, but why was it? Because she wasn't watching
this
you, right?
This is his dad's sister.
This is my dad's sister. Yeah. So my mom.
Which, by the way, I really like this aunt. She always is like really fun.
Yeah.
I remember this aunt used to take me and her daughter, who's his cousin,
which is your best friend in high school.
Yeah. literally used to take us and sneak us in all kinds of gay clubs.
Oh my god, I love that. Yes,
she like, was the cool aunt.
Yeah, like she would sneak us alcohol. She would sneak us like into bars.
I'm
telling you what.
But okay, so yeah, she calls my mom, and I didn't see any of this. I've heard this story like years later, I'm sure. But apparently, my mom like cussed her out and slapped her.
Yes.
In the face?
Yes.
Yeah. Which, but I mean,
oh
I mean,
my God.
I mean, come on. Like,
the trauma.
I mean,
it's trauma though. Like,
it's trauma.
Like,
it's like, I understand both of their point of views. Like,
yeah.
A, this is your kid. Why aren't you taking care of my kid?
Right.
It's like, okay, I'm not going to be hovering over your child. They can play in the backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So it's like one of those weird situations where it's like, we should be watching him more carefully, you know?
But like,
but it's a freak accident.
Could you have prevented it?
You can't. Exactly. It's like a freak accident.
But I understand like her anger and frustration.
At the moment. Absolutely.
So yeah, apparently she's slapped her and like went the
brother
fuck
rips
off
out
on
hair
her.
Parents are slapping each other.
Yeah.
Ties on the table. Isn't that so?
This is
drama.
This
is a movie. The drama.
This is literally a Lifetime
movie. And I'm left-handed
movie.
Too. So that would have really fucked me.
Oh my god,
up.
You're right. But were you left-handed then too?
Yeah.
Have you always been left-handed?
I've always been left-handed. Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering. I'm like, is that a thing? Like, are you always left? Like, are we always right-handed?
I think you pick a hand.
Immediately.
Unless you're ambidextrous.
Yeah, it's kind of immediate. You start like favoring an arm.
One arm.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy story.
Trauma.
Huh? I don't have like nothing's wrong with it at all.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
And, like, it's just like the scar. So
yeah.
It was like honestly, it was like more like the skin came off.
Yeah.
Nothing else like was like disturbed
so
other than
nasty
the skin
sounding.
Being ripped off.
Yeah. I remember like the not even rehabilitation, just like it healing up.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was pretty painful because they used to have to put hydrogen peroxide on it and like clean it and stuff. So fun times.
That is
it's my
horrible story.
I'm sticking to it.
That's a story.
That's like the worst thing I've ever
Manny,
heard.
It's your turn.
It's my turn. Wait, should I do the cop one?
Yeah.
You did have a cop one. Do you have a cop
that
one too?
Shook
I do
me.
Have a cop one.
That one shook me.
That the cop one I had? Mm-hmm. That was, it was just a very weird situation. So I remember it was at nighttime and it was late. It was like 9 p.m. and I was driving towards like Hollywood like mm-hmm. area. And I was like still close to my house. So it wasn't like as like suburban or it was more suburban, but it wasn't a city yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like very dark. Very strange. So I'm driving and there's a cop behind me and he like puts his sirens on and I'm like, oh my God. And I wasn't like going fast. I wasn't speeding. I didn't like run us. It was literally like while I was driving on the actual freeway. And so I pulled over to the, like off like the next exit and the exit, like there was, I had to go farther because there was no lights. So it was like, no, nothing. It was literally just like a dark road and the cops. Right. And so it's me. So I pull up and he comes up to me. He's like, license, registration. I'm like, here you go. Like, it's just like very casual. And then he like looks at me And then he like looks back at the stuff and looks at me, and then he goes to his car, I'm just kind of like waiting there. And like, honestly, like it's so annoying to get pulled over by a cop, obviously, but you're never like really expecting like anything strange.
Yeah.
Mind you, okay, for me, like I always get a little like extra anxious because I'm gay. So I'm always like nervous that there's gonna be some type of like, not saying that there ever would be, but like there's always this like little weird tinge in the back of my head of like, okay, you're gay, and like if you like come across gay, then like they might treat you weird, or like it's like this like thing in my head, and I don't know why, I just have always had it that I'm always like, oh, they're gonna treat me differently because I'm gay, you know, and like you never know, like there is gay hate crimes, and like that's absolutely a thing, and it doesn't matter if it's a cop or not, like it could absolutely happen. So I've always grown up with that kind of fear, so there's always a little bit in the back of my mind that I'm like kind of freaked out by police in a way. So I'm waiting, and he's like, so he comes back to me and he's like, can you step out of your car? And I was like, and I'm literally like, wait, what? And I'm like looking at him like so confused, and I'm not glam or anything, I'm literally just kind of like, huh? And he's like, I need you to step out of your car. And I'm like, okay. So I step out of the car, and he's like, your registration is like out of date, like it's passed. And I was like, oh, okay, well yeah, like it's probably coming in the mail, like it's whatever. And he's like, is this your car? And I was like, yeah, this is my car, like it's just like a out of date registration, like like this is my name.
Yes.
And he's like, I need you to get in the back of my car. So he's like, I need you to get in the back of my car. And I'm like, what? And so at this point, I'm literally like, wait, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I need you to go into the back of my car. Like this is a busy road. There was literally no one on the road at all. And he's like, this is a busy road, I need you to be in the back of my car.
You're like, yeah, shocking.
And I'm like, what? And so I obviously comply because I like don't know what to do. Like, I'm like, I'm really weird. I feel so uncomfortable.
I would too.
And so I go in the back of the car, and like obviously like when you're in the back of a cop car, like you're thinking the actual fucking worst, because I didn't actually do anything other than like have an expired registration. And like you can't open the car. You know, it's like I don't think you can't open a cop back from car the from the inside. No, like it's like even if I wanted to get out, like I couldn't get out.
Do you have your phone on you at least?
Did I have my phone on me? I don't even know if I did have my I was in my car or was in my pocket, I can't remember. But I just remember like kind of like twiddling and being like super, super paranoid and freaked out. And he was by my car, and he was like walking around my car. He was like he was like kind of walking around my car, and he was like writing down on a pad, and he was like talking to someone, and like on like the phone. And I was like, okay, like is it like am I gonna die? Like I at this point you're thinking like the actual worst.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of paranoid. Like I'm really paranoid about this at the point where I'm like, am I gonna get gay bashed right now? Like by an actual policeman? Like I don't know what's going on. I've never heard of me having to go in the back of a police car for like a fucking license registration. So he's like, okay, he opens the door. He's like, okay, I'm gonna let you off with a warning now. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, just like make sure it's updated and like you can go. And then he like sped off immediately after. So I wonder if he like got another call for something or something might have happened. But it was like very strange.
Why would he put you in the back of the car though?
That's the part that like doesn't make sense.
All that could have happened with you sitting in the driver's seat.
I know. And that's why I'm like, I'm genuinely confused still to this day, because this happened to me like maybe like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's not like a long time ago. It was like to this day, I'm still very confused as to why he would have put me in the back of his car to like look up any of those things. I do not look in any way. I'm like literally in a hoodie and sweats. Like I'm not looking like I'm going to like be defiant in any way. Like I'm like, dude, I'm just like chilling here. So I don't know. I don't know if he was like fucking with me or if he like was trying to scare me in some way. It was very, very, very weird. And honestly, it was like kind of like
strange.
It freaked me out. It really freaked me out. Maybe he's trying to scare me. And
some cops power moves.
Maybe, you know? Maybe he was having like a complex. Like maybe he had this like weird complex. And like he can like just tell me what to do and like I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like I was like, felt like it was so unwarranted. And I was honestly really, really scared because it was just me in a dark road with like a policeman that's like asked me to go in the back of his car. Like it's all of it combined was like, it was really scary.
Yeah.
Like really scary.
That's terrifying.
And it was just like, and it was so abrupt too. He's like, okay, you can come out now. And then he's like, I was like, it's a warning. And he leaves.
He's like, see you later.
And I literally was like, if he didn't like get the call or if he didn't like leave immediately right after, I'm like, what would have happened? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
It like freaks me out to think about.
Yeah. It's so strange.
So it's always like freaking out to be honest.
Yes. Very scary. Is it my turn?
Top story.
Or is it your turn?
It's your turn.
It's your turn technically.
So, you know, I don't know. I feel like so much crazy stuff has happened, but I only remember like whenever we're talking and like things come up.
That's exactly how I am too. Like I forget until it's like that moment.
I remember one time we were at Club La Vila, which nothing good happens at Club La Vila.
What the fuck is that?
It's the world's largest nightclub. And it's
was.
In
What?
It's no longer there. But it was,
where was it?
Panama City Beach, Florida.
Oh, okay. So it was big. I'm assuming it was huge.
Yeah.
It's where they like filmed the MTV Spring Break.
Yeah. Okay.
Girls Gone Wild filmed there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Very that. That's the vibes happening.
Okay.
Great place.
So
nothing good happens there. Let's be honest.
I've actually only been like two or three times, which I feel like is two or three times too many.
It's three times way too many.
I remember. So I used to have kind of a, I don't want to dog her anyway, but like a wilder friend.
That's not even dogging. That's literally just like what it was. Like you had a friend that was a little bit more intense.
Dude. Okay. So we literally like, it's like four or five of us girls. I can't remember how many. I think it was five of us. We're like, let's go to Club La Vila. Like we took a girls beach trip.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, let's go to Club La Vila. Which by the way, this is how hard I used to go. We were on the beach all that day drinking heavily. You can drink on the beaches there. Mm-hmm. Heavily. We're like taking our tops off in the water and screaming.
Titties out?
Yeah, we were just like being absolutely crazy. I love this. And we're all like, hee.
And this is like a lore I never knew. Like, yeah. I didn't know titties out while we at the were dating. Beach.
I didn't know there were titties out.
Oh, yeah. We're literally being
You're like,
so
okay.
We're going to have words when we got home.
Tyler literally doesn't care. So then we go club and like these guys won't leave us alone. They're our age. These douchey guys. And they like, keep trying to talk to us. And one of my friends is a little dramatic. She's like not having it. And she's kind of like, you need to go away. And he's like kind of getting into it with her. And we're like all five. And he has like a couple friends. And literally they get in a fight. I remember he specifically says she has a big nose, which I thought was kind of a weird like comeback insult because I was like, her nose isn't actually like big. So I was like, you're a fucking loser.
Uh-huh.
She takes my drink and not throws it, but smashes it in his face. Literally takes the cup and smashes it. And I was like, first of all, I'm broke. And that was my $7 Creamery vodka. But that's all I saw happening.
What did he do?
He literally went to the bouncer and tried to get him to kick us out. And my friend goes, this guy over here is throwing drinks at us.
No way.
And we're all like, oh my God.
Did the bouncer believe you guys?
Yes. I'm like, no, wow. this is so crazy. Like, I'm like, no. Like, I was like, listen to the thing. I always had a good time, but I was never the center of the drama. Like, I was always
You're having fun. You're having fun with it.
I was always there. And I'm like, my freaking God. So, yeah, I don't know.
So you were vibing.
Ty has another Club La Vila. Actually, we were at a different club, but it was in Panama City.
It was in Panama City. I don't
Nothing
remember.
Good really
is,
happened.
Is Panama City not like a different country?
It's the Panama. No. You're thinking of Panama.
You're thinking of Panama, yeah.
Not Panama okay, City. So Panama it's City, called PCB.
Panama City's in Florida.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of near the Alabama, Florida state line.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Like by the Panama Canal.
Up top, yeah.
Not by the Panama Canal.
Okay.
That's in Central America.
The Panhandle. You're thinking of the Panhandle.
Okay, that's what I want to think about.
This up in the Panhandle.
No, he's thinking of Central America.
No, but I was thinking...
I'm actually thinking Central America.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
But she's saying that it's on the inner Panhandle.
Points.
It's close to Alabama.
You're trying to guide me, and I was stupid.
But we literally are from there. That's the only reason we know. It's not because we know anything.
Okay, tell me.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Don't remember
all the details.
The club was called
That's starting like off strong.
Something whale or something like that.
I don't even remember.
Anyways, it wasn't Club La Vila.
Mini spring breaks.
We were there. Me, Laura, her best friend, my cousin was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably like a good like maybe eight or nine of us in the club all together.
Like that went together.
And we're just like partying and having a great time.
Yeah. Huge group.
Literally are like a bunch of our friends from our senior class. It was our senior trip.
I don't think it was our senior spring break.
It was senior spring break.
Was it senior year?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the year after
that. It was senior.
Well, anyway, somehow we got in the club and we're all drunk and we're not even 21.
Oh my God. Maybe it was the year after that.
I don't know. I don't think we were 21.
It's that time frame though. It's like that
area.
Mm-hmm. Right around the early 20s.
Okay.
In the club, I don't know why. Maybe you know why. My cousin put a cigarette out on this dude's arm. I don't know why.
What?
I don't know. Did he have it coming? I'm not sure. Do you know?
He started such mad shit with her man.
Okay.
He started shit with him in the club and she got mad. And when I saw she takes a cigarette and puts it on your arm, I was like, oh.
Shit's going fucking down.
I was like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. Like, I was like, this is going to get so bad. So then they try to like
The crazy part is dude's a local and he's there with a bunch of other guys.
We're not locals.
Great.
No, of course.
Yeah, we're not locals. So we're like, great. He's there with a bunch of guys and they try to fight in the club. Bouncers come over, kick them out, not us. And we're like, fuck. Dude, so we stayed so much longer, turned up so much harder. Right. Not a thought in the world about these dudes that just got kicked out. Yeah. They waited on us.
No!
In the parking lot.
They
wait for all nine of you guys.
Ambushed us.
Listen, all right. So some fucking reason, I'm the only one that got ambushed. Right?
Why you?
I don't know.
I remember I slapped one of them in the face, though.
Maybe. Lord, you hit them?
Uh-huh.
I hit missed one of them. All of
you know I did. They were literally trying to like beat everyone's ass, and I knew they wouldn't hit me, so I literally rode back. But when I tell you, when I slapped this guy, he didn't even blink his eyes. He didn't feel it.
Like, he was enraged. It was enraged.
Like, I'm telling you, I slapped him, his head didn't even turn.
I don't remember that. I don't really remember any of the confrontations.
Because you also were like drunk and fucked up.
Oh, yeah. So I wasn't
that drunk, because after I saw your cousin put a cigarette out on his arm, I was like, I'm scared. I want to go home. Like, this is not my vibe. Like, we don't put cigarettes.
We're
going to
title this episode, Lori Gets in a Fist Fight. I'm like,
listen, like, literally, if you try to fight with me, I'm literally going to walk in the opposite direction.
No, 100%.
That cigarette on arm. That's,
but see, that's,
I'll never forget that. Like, that's scary.
That's haunting. Like, a cigarette burnt out on someone.
I remember kind of when she did it too. The guy didn't even react that much.
Oh my God.
Monster.
That's psychotic. That's literally, is he on HGH? What the fuck? That's even good. I meant like on something else.
I mean, maybe that works too.
It's something. Yeah.
Okay, so we're walking out of the club, right? Uh-huh. And we're like all kind of walking together. And I'm pretty fucking drunk.
Right.
And I kind of black out for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I everything just went black for literally a split second. Uh-huh. And then I kind of caught myself. I was like, whoa, how trashed am I right now? Like,
yeah.
I almost just like fell down on the ground and blacked out. Like, what happened? And like, as that kind of happened, like, I see a little bit of a skirmish like off to the right.
Yeah.
And the guys that were waiting on us are like up in the face of like the other guys that we're with, and I'm like, oh shit, like it's like about to go down. Like, what just happened?
That's when I slapped the guy in the face, because he was literally about to beat the shit out of all of our friends.
So it was
this guy was
that
so
happened,
big
then.
And enraged, I literally was like, stop, and I slapped him in the face. Baby, it was like a fly bounced off him.
So like, we stand off with these guys, right?
And we would have
like,
gotten our like, ass
we're all
kicked.
Like talking like, mad shit.
We would have gotten our ass kicked.
We probably would have got our asses kicked. All talking mad shit. Everybody's waiting on everybody to throw the
you
first punch.
You guys are a bunch of pussies, literally. Dude.
But no one would throw the first punch.
Thank God. Right.
Honestly, thank God.
Peace. Let peace on earth.
Literally.
Little did I know, they already threw the first punch. When I blacked out for a split second, I got hit.
He got punched in the face.
I had no idea I got punched in the
face. Tyler, are you fucking
until we started to go
right
back
now?
To the car, and I was like, fuck, my jaw hurts. And the dude was like, yeah, dude, hit you. And one of the guys that was with us, I was like, is that what happened?
Like, you didn't even see it happen.
I
literally
did not.
Out of nowhere.
It was because he hit me before I even saw him, and like everything went black for a split second. Like, he must have hit me right on the button, but like I didn't
right,
knock
like,
out.
Right, like boom, yeah. Like where it's gonna knock
so,
you out.
So like, I guess I just blacked out for a split second and caught myself, and he went by in a blur in the amount of time that
like
it took me to regain
you and
myself.
Kept going.
Yeah. He was hiding. The guy told me, he was like, he was hiding behind a car, and he jumped up as like our group was starting to get in front of like their group, and he jumped out in front of a car and hit me.
He was probably like, wow, this guy isn't even gonna react.
He did not get what he wanted. I gave
chilling.
Him zero reaction. He's like, don't fuck with him.
He's like, he's crazy. He's so good. He didn't react. He's crazy.
And I know. I had no idea. Oh, I got punched. God.
I don't like violence.
No, me. Are you kidding me?
Like
no.
Like one time on a plane, people were just getting really rowdy, like with the flight attendant. Like people were just arguing, and I almost had like an anxiety attack on the plane just because people were just getting too rowdy.
It's riling.
And when you're in the air about to take off, you don't want rowdy people on your plane because it's scary. Like all the terrible shit that happens. Like on a plane. And so like rowdy stuff bothers me. So I'm scarred. From
that accident. I remember the cops came, so that's why we broke
anything.
Up.
We were literally just fucking there.
Y'all were just part of the group, fucked.
You mean us?
You too. Like,
specifically us.
I had nothing
you're like,
to
well,
do
there's
with
a
that.
Cigarette.
I had
maybe
nothing to
you
do.
I kind of looked like.
I even grabbed my friend's arm, or whenever she did it, was like, no. Like, I remember pulling her arm and being like, what the fuck?
Me and the guy, my cousin's boyfriend, the one I guess that was in it with the other guy, we kind of had like a similar build. So maybe he thought
maybe
that
thought,
I was that
maybe,
guy.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe he just saw that, like,
remember,
oh, I'm going to get
part
this
of the
guy because he's
I'm getting
part
one
of the crew.
Of you.
Yeah.
Do you remember on that same beach trip, He had some rims on his car, the guy that was the driver.
Even crazier.
Even crazier. On that same trip, some people try to steal the rims off the car while we're eating at a restaurant that night, try to take the rims off, but he had a special lug nut that it's you a need lock a lock to get it off.
So your rims don't get stolen.
Oh my God.
Well, that means they loosened all the lug nuts.
They took all the lug nuts off of one rim and left one lug nut on and then just fucking left.
So guess what happens whenever they're going
dangerous. Intentional murder.
Yeah, literally.
When they're going 60 down Back Beach Road, guess what happens? A fucking tire goes off the entire, car.
It wasn't a blowout. The whole tire
came off the car.
Yeah. I was sitting in the back seat. Oh my God. Sparks went flying in the air because we're doing this 60 or 70 miles per hour. Yeah, same trip.
This is my screen grab for the episode.
But literally. But sparks go flying and luckily nothing happened. Like we called a tow truck.
And the girls were in a different car and they called us and were like, kissed hot hair just literally flew off the car. We need you to come get us.
So when they came and picked the car up, the tow truck did, they told us that one lug nut was the only thing that was on there. So they were
keeping
the ones who told
it on
us.
By like a thread.
Yeah, literally. They're the ones who told us. They were like, yeah, somebody tried to steal your rims and they just left one, the locked lug
First
nut
of all,
on
that's
there.
The most fucked up thing. Those people that try to steal over a rim could have killed four people.
Oh, 100% for fucking stealing a
for
rim?
A fucking and busted fucking out of here. Rim?
Crazy. Out of here. But they also told us, they were like, you were lucky that the car didn't flip. Because like usually when this happens and you're
like
going
that fast.
You're right,
because
the tire goes off. Shoot into the ground and then
they were like,
to lift.
Mm-hmm. They were like, you were lucky the car didn't just like tumble. And I'm like, oh my God.
All in one trip.
So
more stuff than
that's
that happened, but I'll leave it there.
We'll leave it there for now.
That trip.
That was a crazy trip.
We'll leave it there for now.
Are we wrapping?
Because we're wrapping. Yeah.
No!
It's like the end.
You got more stories to tell?
No, I don't.
It's like, it's honestly the end.
I enjoyed this. I'm going to have to come back on.
Tyler, you're literally always here. So literally, you could grab the microphone whenever the fuck you want. I'd be like,
hey guys, story time.
Hey guys, Tyler, story time. Interject on here. Like, you could do it literally anytime. But I had so much fun with you on here, too.
Thank you. Me too.
It's honestly just like really natural though, because
literally
it's like our
normal just conversations
this
we have with
each other. This is literally what we'd be doing at the house in the backyard, just sitting telling stories.
And
like
literally
this.
Just like fucking shooting the shit.
Yeah.
But I love it. Oh my God, that was a great episode. I loved it.
It was.
Thank you guys for being here and watching.
Thank you guys so much. Don't forget to, of course, sub.
Rate, subscribe.
Rate, subscribe.
Like
it. Baby, our views are higher than our subs.
Ooh. Ooh,
I see you. Ooh. Fucking subscribe.
May's gonna come to y'all house.
But thank you for coming up, Tyler.
Thank you guys
really
for
fun.
Having me.
Yes.
Yummy. Bye, you guys. Love you.
Bye. Mwah. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.